A small church and burial ground once stood close to the shore of the Loch Osabistan on an elevated section of ground called Kirk Green, to the south of the farm of Husby. The site is now some 30 metres distant from the loch due to drainage, and there are still visible traces of the church on a raised platform. In 1916, the historian Storer Clouston recorded the church to be 20 feet by 10 feet and built on top of a prehistoric structure, and there is no reason to doubt his observations. Like so many of these small churches, this church and burial ground are associated with a high-status farm name, in this instance, Husby. This name is associated in Orkney and Scandinavia with a particular type of farm with an administrative function. In Norway, the Husby farms were specifically associated with the organisation of the collections of royal revenues. Barbara Crawford has suggested a similar purpose for the Orkney Husbys, postulating that King Magnus of Norway imposed a Husby system of royal administration on Orkney in 1098 when he took direct control of the earldom. It was at this time that he exiled Magnus's father and uncle, the joint earls, Erland and Paul, to Norway, and took Magnus and Hakon with him on his westward warring campaign. At present, we cannot be certain why and when this Husby farm was built, but we can confidently surmise that it is of medieval origin and that it was a large and important estate, and that it gave its name to the township in which it is central. The church and burial ground would have served the needs of the manager of the estate and the tenants. There is a tradition associated with this church, which, although of dubious historical accuracy, shows that local people knew that a church had once stood at Husby. The story tells of a cleric or monk who made a casey, a straw basket, each day except on a Sunday when he conducted divine service in the church. On this particular occasion, the monk was busily making a casey when he looked up and saw people walking to the church. He turned around surprised and counted his caseys to find he was on his seventh. So he quickly donned his priestly garments and rushed to the chapel to preach.